is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes from Thursday, March 16th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Chair Long.
So is there any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next, we have three bills up that are governor's bills for deadline waivers. And, oh, nope, these are just the first set are deadline waivers, and then we will move to governor's budget bills. So pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03, House File 1596, House File 2552, and House File 2709 are in possession of the Committee on Rules and Legislative Action after missing first deadline. The only purpose before us is to waive the deadlines for further action and to recommend a re-referral for substantive hearing, so we won't be accepting amendments or public testimony on these bills. And the first bill is House File 1596, Representative Ryer, PACE Program Funding Mechanism Established. I move that the deadline be waived for further action on House File 1596 and that 1596 be re-referred to the Committee on Human Services Finance. Any discussion to that motion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you. Memory serves, when I was in a similar situation with a bill of my own, I was drug into the, well, maybe not drug, but I was asked to appear before the Rules Committee to explain why my bill needed to be, needed to bypass the rules. Is that, that's what my memory tells me? I don't recall if that's standard procedure or not, having not served on rules for some time.
Representative Torkelson, I, at least in my 2 years on Rules Committee, I don't recall that occurring, but I appreciate the request. We don't have them here today, but I can check in with our team on future bills before the committee and that on deadline waivers and what our procedure might be going forward.
I don't know who to ask besides you, Mr. Chair, so I guess we'll leave it at that, but it seems to me that that is my experience when I had a bill that was had missed deadline, that I was required to come before the Rules Committee and explain why my bill had missed deadline. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Torkelson. Further discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted. The second motion is for House File 2552. I move that deadlines be waived for further action on House File 2552, and that House File 2552 be re-referred to the Committee on Human Services Finance. This is Minnesota Board of Recovery Services created, Representative Edelson. Discussion to the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted. Final motion is for House File 2709, exception to size limitation required for customized living, Representative Curran. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 2709 and that House File 2709 be re-referred to the Committee on Human Services Finance. Discussion to the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion prevails. Next order of business is re-referral of the governor's budget bills. Pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03 and House Rule 1.10, we will now take up House File 2940, the governor's state government budget bill, and House File 2930, the governor's MDH budget bill. As a reminder, the only purpose before us is to recommend a re-referral for a substantive hearing, so we won't be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. So first, I will move that House File 2940, the governor's state government budget bill, be recommended to be re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Finance and Policy. Discussion to the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Next, I will move that House File 2930, the Governor's MDH budget bill, be recommended to be re-referred to the Committee on Health, Finance, and Policy. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Next order of business is the policy on legal fees. Barb Julek, if you could come present to us, we would love to hear from you now.
Mr. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Barb Julek, Controller for the House of Representatives. In your packet, you should have a P5 policy and then four resolutions tied to recount legal fees and then detailed billing statements from the two agencies representing those candidates. Mr. Chair, if I could review the P5 policy.
Please do, thank you.
This policy is a traditional policy that's been adopted. There are no language changes in this policy. It allows for the Rules Committee to review legal fees primarily for recounts under the, certain circumstances. Those circumstances are outlined in paragraphs 1 through 5. The legal bills we have before us all fall into the first paragraph, which are publicly funded recounts. On page 2 of the policy, it just reviews that the Rules Committee shall review these invoices prior to either approving or not approving the invoices for payment, and that nothing in this policy precludes the committee from refusing or from authorizing other legal fees.
Thank you, Ms. Julek. Discussion to the 2023 P5 policy on legal fees. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and to Ms. Julek. Something you just said caught my ear. You said other legal fees. Are these last and final, up to date, fully vetted by yourself?
Ms. Julek.
Mr. Chair and members, for the purposes of these recounts, these are last and final.
Representative Nash, you're good? Okay. And we'll be going through each of the four requests individually with separate motions for each of the legal fees after we, assuming we approve the policy. Further discussion to 2023 P5. Seeing none, I move the adoption of the 2023 P5 policy on legal fees. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Policy is adopted. Next, we have motions on each of the four payments of legal fees, and I'll just note before turning it back to Ms. Julek that it is customary when there is a publicly funded recount for the House to cover the costs for both sides. Ms. Julek, anything you'd like to note before we go through the individual requests?
No, Mr. Chair.
Is it fair to say that you've reviewed all of these legal fees for their prudency and that they are all within reasonable parameters for legal expenses?
Mr. Chair, I have reviewed, you know, the one thing that I made sure with the agencies, since they were, the proximity of these recounts were very, very close together, a number of their fees, such as hotel stays or mileage, were split evenly across the two bills. So while it looks like it's a duplication, I did clarify that it was not a duplication. They were just splitting them across the two bills. Yes, I have. They have been reviewed.
Thank you, Ms. Julek. We will then first take up the 2023 Eklund, and I will move approval of the payment of legal fees for the Representative Eklund expenses. Discussion to that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails. Next, we will take up the 2023 Scraba, and I will move approval of payment of legal fees related to Representative Scraba. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Next, I will take up the 2023 Murphy and move approval of payments and the recount fees for candidate Mary Murphy. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. And finally, we will take up the 2023 Zalesnikar and move approval of the expenses for Representative Zalesnikar. Any discussion to that motion? Yes, Representative Mueller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just am looking at the comparison for this one, and it's about $13,000 more for this candidate. And I just was curious what the discrepancy is. I'm trying to look at the amounts here, but perhaps Ms. Julek can explain why there's such a major discrepancy between the two.
Ms. Julek.
Mr. Chair, Representative, when talking, again, this really goes back to how they split their bills. A lot of the travel and the hotel, mostly a lot of the travel, they split evenly between the two districts and the hotels. Most of that should have been reassigned to the other committee or the other district. And so it's kind of weighted it funny, but.
Representative Moore.
Nothing further. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Further discussion to the 2023 Zalesnikar. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. That is our business before the committee this morning. Representative Torkelson.
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to go back to the deadline issue. You know, we have deadlines for a reason, I think. And at the very least, it seems to me that the Rules Committee should understand why the deadlines are being ignored. And at least an explanation of why these bills didn't make deadline, I think, is appropriate so that in the future the Rules Committee understands what the rules mean and why they're there. Just a note from my perspective, Mr. Chair.
I appreciate that, Representative Torkelson. We'll try to have that in the future. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we are adjourned.